Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I would say that we practiced a whole lot more with the Giants, but that's not necessarily a good thing, you know. It's a long season. It's a lot of wear and tear on your body throughout the season. We had a lot of injuries when I was with the Giants. So I feel like it kind of backfired.
Yeah, that's James Bradberry talking about boot camp with Joe Judge.
Yeah, only former players say they would practice more and all that type of stuff. Current players aren't necessarily looking for that. Yeah. They don't necessarily see the good in that. Yeah, current players, yeah. If you're currently playing, no, you don't want to be out there practicing more.
So current players aren't saying, we want two-hour practices.
Right, yeah. That's not going to happen. No.
I would agree.
Yeah. The current players are like, why are these old heads out here hating on us, man, trying to get us practicing longer?
Or they're looking at being like, damn, what are we out here, an hour and a half today? God,
right, man, it's been a long time out here today.
Man, it's hot. We're back for Chickies and Pete's. Football season's almost here. That means the return of Marks and Reese on Mondays, Victory Monday, Brandon Graham Show at 6 o'clock, the Players Lounge with Ike and Elliot every Monday, live from Chickies in South Philly.
Yeah, not sure who's going to be in the lounge with us, but yeah, we'll be here every Monday.
Yeah, we got to get some good candidates, right? I'm hoping.
Yeah, Pete takes care of the players. Yeah.
Pete's on the clock.
Yeah, that's Pete's job.
But you can always count on Elliot and Ike.
Yes,
entertaining.
We'll be here.
Yeah, you guys will be here regardless.
Then you got BG. Athras.
BG. I was told that BG doesn't want Howard back this year, so we'll see
that.
If that was a. I'm just kidding.
Howard Erskine.
He'd literally run back from Canton right now if he's listening.
Yes, and thank you for that, because Dick Vermeil is being honored, he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend. And I went back and I was kind of looking at his career. You know, Dick's really amazing. He started off as he was one of the first special teams coaches in the NFL hired by the Rams. Him and Marv Levy were the first thought of first special teams coaches in the NFL. And then he worked his way up from there. He was an offensive coordinator with the Rams. He went to UCLA for a couple of seasons as their head coach. Got hired by the Eagles and totally turned around. Just a terrible organization and team. Dick came here when the Eagles weren't good for two decades almost. Turned them around and, you know, like.
Turned that Kansas City team around. Got them to the playoffs. That was the Trent Green and Larry Johnson, Priest Holmes, those guys, yeah.
So turned the Eagles around, went to the Super Bowl, and he actually coined the term burnout. He burned out as a coach. He did. He resigned after the 1982 season. He did 15 years of broadcasting. He almost came back to coach the Eagles after they fired Rich Kotite. It was close. I mean, it was like they were deep in talks. It didn't happen. He went to the Rams, won a Super Bowl there, went to the Chiefs. Turn that team around. They won 13 games one of his years in Kansas City. So very deserving.
Yeah, good to see him get in. Very deserving. Love the fact that he's almost really, he said it himself publicly. He's going in as an Eagle.
Yep.
Like that's sort of what he's doing. I know the Rams aren't in St. Louis anymore, and it seems like the L.A. Rams aren't claiming the St. Louis Rams, as they didn't put them on their Super Bowl ring. They only have one trophy on that Super Bowl ring, although the Rams have won two championships. So that's a little odd. So he's almost a man without a country or a city.
Right, right.
And so I know there'll be a great representation for the Chiefs out there for him. But Philadelphia is where he's been, is where he spends a lot of his time. now. And so he's certainly beloved here, and it's going to be a great weekend for him. I'll tell you, man, it is an awesome thing to be a part of. And what I mean by that is if you're fortunate enough to get invited by one of the guys that are going in the hall, to be a part of that circle, that the party that they have, because each Hall of Fame inductee basically gets their own party.
Right.
They get their own party. So you get your own venue, your family, your teammates, former teammates, all that stuff. You get your own DJ, that whole thing. And so I was just thinking about, you know, my one and only trip out there. And that was to see Dalk go in. And it's the Hall of Fame can take your breath away when you go inside there. And if you're a football geek, a football historian, that is the place you want to go visit. That is the place you want to go visit. And then to have one of your teammates go in or your coach go in, you feel like you had the opportunity. And I had two teammates going that year. We had T.O. and Dalk.
Right.
T.O. just wasn't there that weekend. But to be a part of that and to see Dalk go through that whole thing from Friday to Saturday.
And the bus that they come
the bus,
out with.
Yeah,
so cool.
Where you get the dinner tonight, the whole celebration. That thing was cool. So it was cool to be a part of that. It really was, man. And I didn't even realize this until last night when I thought about it. The two teammates that I played with the longest, Trey Thomas, he's our first-round draft pick, so I played 7 years with Trey here, and Dalk, 7 years. I have another teammate I played with 7 years.
Those two are the longest.
Yep, because Trot got drafted with me, but he left for 2 years.
Right.
Left for 2 years. Hugh got traded here when I got drafted as our second-round draft pick, but he left.
Right.
So Trey is the only one that was here my entire career, and Dalk.
Man, so no one on the offensive side of the football?
I don't believe so. Nope. Five I played with for 6 years.
Yeah, I don't know who.
B. West I played with for 3 years. Like, no one else was here that in my entire time for that 7 years.
Runyon came in your third
Runyon
year?
Runyon came in my third year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So from the time that I was here to the time that I left, Dalk and Trey were the only two that was here the entire time with me. So
Reno Mahe was in the – no.
Nope.
When did Akers get here?
99.
As the long kicker.
Yep.
As the kickoff specialist and the long kicker. Norm Johnson, I think, was still kicking.
Akers didn't replace you, John?
I was a scab player, Jack. I wasn't in the NFLPA. I was, I'm looked down upon. That's why we don't talk about it much.
And I'm going to go back out when Andy gets in.
Yeah, that's what I was just
that's
thinking
about. That's the next
when
trip
talking.
I'm going to make, yeah. Well, I think that's be the last two that I know. That gets, I don't think I played with anybody else.
No.
Well, I played with Morton Anderson for a year. He got in.
Yeah.
As a kicker. I don't think I play with any other, unless Five gets in.
Right.
Unless he gets
which
in.
Is, which is a possibility.
Yeah, unless he gets in. Andy and Dalk could be the only two.
You know what? It's weird, and I actually haven't been to Canton. I haven't been to the Hall of Fame. But at the Super Bowl, it was a weird feeling when the guys in the gold jackets came into Radio Row.
Right.
It was different.
Yeah.
Like, they walked in with that gold jacket. If they didn't have the gold jacket on, it would have been the same.
Right.
But the gold jacket made it was like you kind of looked at them different.
Man,
like, wow.
You do? Like, man, that's
it's
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
That jacket
cool.
is nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
It is nice. I might have to get one jacket. Get one
sure.
of those jackets. We're at Elliot's next wedding.
Is Peters going to be the next Philadelphia Hall of Famer?
Jason Peters?
Yeah, I mean, like, because I'm not sure Utley Rollins, either of them
right.
get in.
I don't
right.
think they are.
Right. Yeah, he might be. He might be.
Shady?
Shady's borderline.
Shady's borderline, yeah.
G-Jax is borderline.
If he would have had a stronger end of his career,
right.
I think he gets it,
yeah.
but he really didn't.
Yeah.
If he would have had the last 3 years where he was getting.
I think Shady is actually closer than D-Jax.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because the running back's career is always going to be mm-hmm. shorter, and it's weighed differently than.
And I think he's over 10,000 yards rushing.
Right.
I think he got over the 10,000 yards.
His numbers are certainly borderline Hall of Fame, especially he played the end of the era where you really weren't running the ball as much.
That's what I was going to say. Eventually, these running backs ain't going to get in because
right.
you don't run the ball as much.
Right, and Deshaun was a part of throw, mm-hmm. and he just doesn't have enough. I mean, he certainly
he didn't catch a lot of balls. He has big plays, but he didn't catch a lot of passes, but. He's still, I think he's our leading, I think he's the all-time, no, did Zach break that? It was some record D-Jack was close to of Harrell's. Maybe it was total yards as a receiver.
Yeah, I don't know if Zach ended up breaking it because he was traded.
I think Zach has the catches.
Okay.
I think maybe catches. He has that record for catches. Maybe. I could be wrong.
See, he had a couple of high-volume years for sure.
And think about it. Harrell held that record for a long time.
Long time. And that's when they're throwing the ball 20 times a game. I mean, geez, yes. It's almost not fair to compare these ones. All right, let's go to the phones. Andy and Defford's been patiently holding. By the way, so is this happening, Jack, where Andy and Mad Mike are having a cage match?
That's what I was told.
Andy, what is up with this, man? How are you?
Yo, what's up, my guys? How we doing?
Andy.
What's up, Andy?
Mad Mike. I eat chumps like that for breakfast.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Yo, you guys were talking about tennis, right? Serena Williams got to be the all-time number one.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You with me on that?
Oh yeah.
Number two, a solid, strong number two, got to be Anna Kournikova.
Ooh, I remember Anna Kournikova.
Oh, yeah.
This is a different ranking.
Yeah, this is a different type of ranking.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
That's my top two females. If you're going to go top males, you got to go Andre Agassi, one, Pete Sampras, two, for me. I mean, my life.
Yeah, but Kournikova can't be your number two tennis player based on her
ability. Won anything.
Yeah, she didn't win anything.
She won my heart.
Yeah, I knew that's where you were going. Yeah. Yes.
And Capriati was like the cute 13-year-old, but she never developed into a great
player. Well, she had issues, right? Yeah, that's right.
Yo, Ike, you were talking about fantasy league. You played Wentz the last two games. Now, if that was a money league, come on, guys. You wouldn't have been doing that, right?
I would not have done that, exactly.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure.
It was a part of the bit.
Yes, it was part of the bit.
I'm just making sure.
I thought I could let him lead us to his first championship, man. I was trying to get him his first ring.
I know you want to ride the Bronco, but man, I'm just saying, money league, he would have been on your bench, right?
Yes.
Well,
of
Andy,
course.
You are eligible for the league this year. Just you are. Saying. Yeah.
What's up, man? You need some heavy hitters in there. Get me in the mix. I'm ready.
Next week we start getting people in the league. So
you know,
I know you'll be listening.
You know I'm gonna set my roster. You know I'm super competitive.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we know that.
We know that.
Yo, you know what I'm excited about? I don't think it's getting enough noise.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about the quarterback, the wide receivers. You heard a little buzz when camp started. I'm excited about Jonathan Gannon. He's got some real weapons. I mean, you look at what he had to work with last year. It wasn't really much. Seems like they're switching to a new scheme, 3-4. You're going to have a big dog in the middle eating up space. Mm-hmm. I just can't wait to see all these athletes on the defensive side of things.
I
can't remember this time we had this much speed and athleticism on defense.
And I hope he uses them correctly, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't be expecting.
I don't need a conservative play caller here, man.
Get them corners up on the line, get some jam going, and send them biscuits on the outside.
He is not going to do that.
Yeah. Send them hot biscuits on the outside. Hassan Reddick. What's the cat we got from the Chargers?
Kaiser White,
send all them biscuits on the outside, causing havoc.
Well, see, Andy, like I mean. Everybody realizes you're not going to see Jim Johnson 2.0, but can he be creative in getting into the quarterback? I sure as hell hope so. So I don't want to see this just where he keep everything in front of you. He's got players this year.
Hey, Ike.
Yes.
As a D coordinator, that's my style. Havoc. Causing havoc.
Wreak havoc, baby.
Tap out second half.
You know it.
What they say in the program? What they say? Let the paramedics kill them all. Let the paramedics suit them out.
Yeah, like that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Alvin Mack, baby.
That's how we got to play. Get Vladimir in there starting defense, baby.
Meanwhile, this is our defensive coordinator. It's like, oh, jeez.
Hey, bro.
Figure it out, man. All right, Andy. Appreciate it.
Figure it out, man.
Jack, would you put Andy in the league, Andy from Deptford? I don't think you like it. Yeah, you're not a big Andy fan.
Yeah, he's just.
That's even better.
Yeah. He's just what?
He's better.
He'll text me after, like, oh, great content that time. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I think Chuck and Wade provide great content. You know what I mean?
Chuck and Wade provide great content. I think Andy's an excellent caller, but he's also more of a station caller than a Marks and Reese caller.
Who was that? He'd be fun.
Andy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be pinned down.
No, but he's also like, you know, he
wants to get on the air any way he can.
Yes.
Yeah. He's not going to say he's strictly
a caller. I think where Andy lost me is like, you know, he used to be a big Carson guy. He wore his high school jersey to the draft last time.
He did.
And then all of a sudden he has a bad, you know, he goes down and Andy's just, he's trashing him just like everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's an Eagle fan, Jack. Carson Wentz isn't an Eagle anymore.
No, right. Well, no, but he was still an Eagle.
He's part of the championship team.
He won an MVP here.
All right.
See, let me tell you this. I'm we talking to Mike Schmidt, and he's talking about the reunion, the championship team. Every time this stuff comes up, I got to reflect back on my own career and realize that we don't get a damn reunion around here because we didn't win anything.
Right.
Close but no cigar.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, doesn't the 04 team gets honored, though, doesn't it?
No.
No.
When you won the NFC Championship. I mean, like the 09 team was honored a couple years ago.
Well, listen, once they won the Super Bowl, that pretty much ended our celebratory era.
But, Jack,
they threw 04 out the window once they won the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's gone now.
Here's why they honored the 09 team. Mm-hmm. Because the team was bad, and they're trying to put people in the seats.
Oh, the Phillies honored the 09 team?
Yeah. Like, the Eagles sell out every game. They don't need to try to puff up the attendance by – like, will they do a 20-year for the 04 team?
No.
Will they do a 25? Maybe.
I don't think so.
No?
I'm telling you, man. The moment they won that Super Bowl, it was over for us.
You guys never played.
Oh, man, it's like we never played again, man.
Key card stopped working, the Nova Care.
I'm telling you, man.
No, you're still number one on the wall, the Pro Bowler wall. You're still number one.
Well, that part is still there because it's a Pro Bowler wall, so at least I do get that picture in there.
Yeah.
Yes, I do have that.
You're the first one.
Yeah, you know how many pictures have been taken down in that building since then?
A lot?
Yeah, I see it all the time. Like, man, what happened to all the other pictures, man?
Sorry.
Yeah, all those are gone. Yeah. Yeah. So unless you're actually a you might get a dog. Yeah, you get dog pictures around there.
Yeah.
You'll get a B. West photo. You get five. You get Jeremiah Trotter. Who else? You might get a Troy Vincent picture around there. But other than that, the rest of the team is gone.
You get Trey and Runyon.
Oh, yeah, you might get a Trey and Runyon picture. I don't know, though, man, because you got Lane, you got Jason Peters. I'm telling you, man.
So those guys have replaced you.
Yes. Well, and here's the other thing. It's understandable that it's 20 years ago almost. So what they do is they update the pictures in the building. Yeah, the all the graphics on the wall and all that stuff. So for a while, that era of Eagles football hung in the building prominently.
Sure, because they didn't have a winner at
exactly. Exactly. Once that Super Bowl happened, they started putting up Super Bowl posters around the damn building.
Well, no, it's also it's like the rain delay Phillies broadcast. For years, all you had was 1980 or 1993 because they didn't win for 20 years. And then the minute they had their run during the rain delays, you didn't have them anymore.
Hey, man, that's why I show up every year, man. Just so nobody forgets me. I'm like, I'm here.
Well, those kids that we talked to on Monday, they thought you still played. So
they did.
Yeah, they were like 6 and 7 years old, though.
No, they're born in the 80s, they told us.
They were not,
Yeah, they were not born in the
80s. No, they were 8 and 9.
Yes.
And they're like, you a millionaire? You a billionaire? Like, you still play?
Give me some money.
No, the one kid's like, why'd you quit playing? Like it was your choice.
Yeah. Quit.
You quitter.
Yeah, you quitter. That's what it sounded like he wanted to say.
Yeah, like, he's like, but why would you quit if you're making all this money?
Yeah. Kids. Tell you.
Let's go to Sam and King of Prussia.
Only thing worse than that is when you go to a school with the kids and they ask you about all the offensive players.
We're like, what position? You play quarterback?
Can you catch a touchdown?
No.
Do you know T.O.? Do you know Donovan?
No, I bat down the touchdowns.
Why didn't you bring Brian Westbrook with you?
No.
That's how they do you at school when you're a special teams guy. Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, they want the star. Yes. They want the offensive star.
Yeah, they want the offensive players, man.
Like, you're who?
You do what?
Wait, just tell them. Your dad knows who I am.
That's right.
Damn right. Sammy King of Prussia. Sammy, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Happy Friday, guys.
You too, Sam.
What's up, Sam?
How are you?
Very special thank you to Jack for keeping me on hold for almost 2 hours. I think he did that because
that's a great idea.
It is a great idea. I think it was because I wanted to critique his gambling habits. Or tendencies.
So we were talking about blackjack, and Jack 100% would have me fuming at a blackjack table because he wouldn't you have to take the hits for the table. It's in this. If you're going to play blackjack for money, you have to take the appropriate hits for the table. Otherwise, don't play.
It's a team game now.
It's a team
game. Guys, you know I gamble on anything, whether it's UFC,
freeze tag for junior varsity, when Ben Simmons will play again. So,
right.
You know, Blackjack stance is very offensive
but,
to me.
But you know what, Sam? It shouldn't be a surprise because he's a pitcher in baseball, individual sport, and he's a golfer.
Well,
individual sport. Yeah, he knows nothing about team.
Here's the thing, though. If he did that at a real casino, he would never have a pitching career ever again. So, but real quick, just a couple of things before I say happy weekend to you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I heard about this Fantasy Football League as your 27th favorite caller. I would be the number one most dedicated person in the Fantasy League.
I give
you content every day, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. I would be interested. I'm just putting that out there.
Sam and King of Prussia, you're an emerging caller, and you certainly are a strong contender.
Certainly are. I mean, certainly is an emerging caller.
Yep. I appreciate that. The other thing, I was curious, did anybody talk about the National Massage Therapist Convention that's happening a mile from the Cleveland Browns Stadium?
Yeah, that's just, I guess, a great coincidence, Sam.
Hmm.
Yep.
Or it could be why Deshaun Watson possibly went there, but that maybe is a story for another day.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, hopefully, Sam, he's learned his lesson. And,
hopefully he stays at home this weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
There might be all eyes on him if he showed up at the convention center in Cleveland. Although.
Now, that he should get suspended for the whole year if he does that.
Yeah, so Roger Goodell is not going to hear the he's not going to have the appeal hearing. But he selects somebody that's going to have the appeal. So what does that tell you?
Well, it's the second time he selected somebody.
Right, right.
Roger, just tell him what you want.
Yeah, like, can we just get this cat and mouse game over with? Just suspend him for a year.
Yeah, just tell that guy what you want so that we can move on from
there's
this.
There's no, like, jury involved here. Like,
no.
It's not like a legal system. You, like,
no.
You're a league. You just suspend him.
Yeah, I think he's trying to he's trying to keep his hands clean. Of this,
but it wasn't me.
Yeah, but you can't if you're appealing the suspension already.
Somebody already ruled. You're taking that ruling and saying no, that's not
good enough.
So, let me appoint somebody else to decide.
Yeah,
he's just doing it himself. But you're right. He's trying to like so he can say, oh, I didn't decide that. It was appealed.
Honestly,
yeah,
I think they want to just fine him. Like he may get more games, but that's not really. In their eyes, because he's only making $1 million this year, it's not enough of a penalty.
Right.
So the way the contract is set up, it's not the games that he's missing. It's the money that would hurt him.
And they apparently won.
They
won $8 to $10 million.
I guarantee you they're going to fine him close to $10 million.
Yeah, he's going to get fined.
Yeah. Now think about that. They don't even fine owners for cheating and tampering $10 million. Like, what's the highest fine they've given out? The Miami guy? They just gave out.
Yeah, I think it was it 8 or was it 10, something like that?
No, I think he only got fined like $1.5 million.
I forget what it was.
Yeah, I think it was like $1.5 million, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the discipline
Washington
on.
Washington got $10 million as a franchise.
Oh, Washington right. did? Okay. Okay.
Right, but like that I mean, that,
oh,
was,
yeah,
even,
but, well,
that
I mean,
was even enough for what
yeah,
was
I was
going
say,
on down
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is probably a couple steps below that, but it's in that ballpark.
But here's also what the NFL did. They protected Washington through all of this. They had all those emails going back and forth, and Gruden got sold
out. Well,
it
wasn't until it got became public that it became a big deal.
Man, they've been covering for the owners are the boss, right? Like, the owners are Roger Goodell's boss.
Yep.
So he's going to act differently towards those guys than some other ones.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Book your fantasy football draft parties right now. Details, chickiesandpete's.com. Jack, I have requested the Friday of Labor Day weekend for our fantasy draft for the Marks and Reese show.
Okay.
And it looks like that's when we're going to do it. So that would be Friday, September 2nd at 7 o'clock or so.
Yeah,
right here.
After the show.
Right here
right
at
Chickies
and Pete's.
Yep. Yep.
So we'll do the draft party right here at Chickies and Pete's.
Yep.
Yeah, and last time, remember, we had T, and he couldn't park his tractor trailer, so he sprinted from like 2 miles away to make it.
He parked it in the middle of, like, Packer Avenue, and then he just came. He held up the draft, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's all sweaty.
Oh, man, he was fired up. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com.
Him and Ike had, like, the most intense conversations that night.
Yeah, I do remember that. That kind of worried Jack a little bit.
Oh, Jack was totally spooked.
Yeah.
Well, Jack didn't know how to handle himself as a public personality that night.
Yeah.
Jack, you're better now.
He didn't realize that the brothers sometimes we talk aggressive to each other.
It was aggressive talking.
Yeah, it was aggressive talk.
It was.
I think I've gotten better since.
Oh yeah. Listen, he was green back then.
Yeah, you hid in the corner.
Yeah.
I was not hidden in the corner. I was sitting in the middle watching the Phillies.
Watching the Phillies.
Yeah,
game.
You were like, Black, I'll pay attention to the Phillies game. Like, no! You're
listen,
the commissioner of the league.
How many times I gotta tell you? It was in the middle of a really big pennant chase.
Oh yeah.
And
huge.
it was Nola versus the Mets. Like, you know, it's a big game.
He remembers, yeah.
By the way, there was also a gal that was just in here in a David Wright Mets jersey for some reason.
Ah.
I missed that.
Yeah, she walked by and I'm like, wait, they're not playing the Mets. No, they're playing the Nats tonight. Phils and Nationals tonight. It's alumni weekend, so Dan Baker gets honored tonight. 50 years for Dan Baker, and then Bake McBride, Ron Reed go in tomorrow, and then the 80 team gets announced, and Schmidty said it with us a little while ago. Pete Rose going to be announced, going to come out of the dugout.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. Looking forward to that. All right, we'll come back with the top 5 at 5. We see your phone calls. We'll get to some on the other side. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Also, some clown named Mike Lombardi was having some comments about the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, have you taken my advice and tried out Bell Beverage yet? Well, my buddy Frankie Bell and his family, they'll take care of you while you shop their huge selection of domestic, import, craft, and limited release beers, seltzers, and slushies, all ready for you on the go. Now, Bell Beverage is located near the stadium sports complex, perfect for pregame, pre-concerts, or when you're on your way to the shore and more. Just off I-95 with plenty of free parking. Check out this week's specials online at bellbeverage.com and tell them Ike Reese sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.